And right now, it's time for the finale of our third annual Summer Movie Festival.
So we decided to show Ty the ropes at Bronson Alcott High School.
That is Alana's group over there. They do the TV station. They think that's the most important thing on Earth. And that's the Persian Mafia. You can't hang with them unless you own a BMW.
And there's Elton in the white vest.
And all the most popular boys in the school.
Including my boyfriend. Ain't he cute?
Yeah.
If you make the decision to date a high school boy, they are the only acceptable ones.
That's right. This week, Talk of the Nation is totally all about high school movies, from cheerleaders and quarterbacks to the mathletes and goths. We've been tallying your votes from, not yet for prom queen, no, for best high school movie ever. As always, we're joined in Studio 3A by our cinematic guide, Murray Horowitz, director and COO of the American Film Institute Silver Theater and Cultural Center here in the Washington, D.C. area. Nice to have you back, Murray.
It's good to be back, Neil, but I'm afraid here is another fine mess we've got ourselves.
This is an enormous topic.
Huge topic.
And pretty easy to define, you would think. Though it does break down into, I think, basically two categories, films about students and films about teachers.
Well, you have a more elegant appreciation than I. I've come up with five
really?
Categories. Yeah, there are, first of all, we should sort of make the ground rules. There is a slight difference, but a huge overlap between coming-of-age movies and high school movies, because a lot of people come of age in high school. So the Venn diagram of those two categories is almost a complete circle. But there are movies that are really almost more than any other kind of movie, a vivid reflection of their times. You know, the Westerns that were the psychological Westerns in the 50s would never have been made in the 20s or the 30s. But still, and the very violent Westerns of the 60s, etc. But high school movies really are a reflection of where they made. So there are those kinds of movies like Elephant and Blackboard Jungle, to take something that's almost 50 years apart. And then there are the nostalgia movies, you know, the American Graffitis and the Greases and the Peggy Sue Got Married. Then there are the satires and black comedies, and a kind of idealized high school experience, which you find in everything from Love Finds Andy Hardy to 16 Candles. And finally, we got to add them, you know, horror movies, Scream.
Oh, sure.
You know,
yeah.
Those things.
Yeah. And interesting you mentioned Andy Hardy. We forget that Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland were number one box office stars.
Biggest stars in the country.
In the country. And they made a million pictures. All of them, well, I think all of them, included the phrase, let's put on a show.
That's it.
Dad, I don't understand these modern girls.
In what way?
Well, Polly, for instance. Sometimes she won't let you kiss her at all. But this other one, this Cynthia, she'll let you kiss her whenever you want. She won't go swimming. She won't play tennis. She won't go for a walk. She just wants to kiss you all the time. I'm a nervous wreck.
It was tough to be a teenager in 1940, and it's tough to be a teenager now.
And you could call any of those coming-of-age movies, but they never came of age.
Eternally young, which sort of put paid to a lot of Mickey Rooney's career after the World War II.
Now, our listeners have made their pick for favorite, and Logan Dobson voted on email for the movie that won Best High School Movie, and he joins us now from his home in San Francisco. Logan, nice to have you on the line with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So what was your choice?
I chose John Hughes' classic 80s teen film, The Breakfast Club.
Let's listen to an excerpt from The Breakfast Club.
Give me that screw.
I don't have it.
You want me to yank you out of that seat and shake it out of you?
I don't have it. Screws fall out all the time. The world's an imperfect place.
Give it to me, Bender.
Excuse me, sir. Why would anybody want to steal a screw?
Watch it.
Watch it, young lady. Now, this Logan, you were with the vast majority. This movie got more votes than any other picture for best high school movie ever. Why did you vote for it?
Well, I mean, first off, just the classic 80s slang of calling someone a scooze was excellent. I'm a big fan of this movie because, for one, I myself am a recent high school graduate, and I feel that I didn't need to go to high school. I could have just watched The Breakfast Club. I would have learned more of the pertinent lessons than I did in the classroom. I love the fact that it's an ensemble cast, and unlike many other coming-of-age or high school films like previously mentioned 16 Candles or more recent Mean Girls, it focuses on, you know, all five characters instead of just one.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really good points, I think, that you make, Logan, and I'm grateful to you for two things. First of all, for just getting this out of the way, number one. I mean, Breakfast Club is almost everybody's number one, but I'm interested. You say you're a recent high school graduate, right?
Yes.
See, this is really interesting to me and shows that this film really may have more than...
legs, as
yeah,
they say.
Right. It may have, and in fact, maybe on crutches in our lifetime, because it has some staying power. I think that your preference of this kind of film in general has to do with who you are and where and when you went to high school. But the fact that, you know, some 22 years later, you relate to The Breakfast Club, which was made before you were born, probably, shows that it really does. It is a classic. And what a cast of an ensemble cast. Emilio Estevez, Anthony Michael Hall, Judd Nelson, Molly Ringwald, Ali Sheedy, all these people pretty much before they were known. Hmm. And director, as you said, John Hughes.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, no problem.
Logan Dobson joined us from his home in the East Bay of California, where he listens to Talk of the Nation over member station KQED. Now, The Breakfast Club, quintessentially, there are teachers in it for sure, foils, but nevertheless, it's a quintessential kid movies. Then there's that other category, a movie about the kids, that category about where it's really about the teachers. And here's, you mentioned it already, a classic example of that, The Blackboard Jungle.
Why don't you like the giant Morales?
Because he's a giant.
You're a Dodger fan, is that right? No kidding, fellas. I mean, you don't like the giant because he's different than anybody else.
That's right.
But is that right? I mean, is it right to dislike somebody just because he's different?
And now there are 1,000 of these pictures where the teacher goes in and inspires a group of students, usually downtrodden of one sort or another, who couldn't perform one way or another, and they begin to excel.
Right. And here again, it's a great ensemble cast directed by Richard Brooks, Glenn Ford, one of my favorite actors, Vic Morrow, and Sidney Poitier. And there's a special award I would like to give in the category of high school movies, if I may, Neil.
Yes.
And that is the Sidney Poitier Award. That is for an actor who plays both a student and a teacher in a classic high school movie.
The classic teacher movies in
To
Sir
With
Love.
And the only other person I know of, and if our listeners have other nominees, I'd be happy to give them the award. The only other one I know of is Matthew Broderick, who plays a student in something called Ferris Bueller's Day Off, a not unknown high school movie, and a teacher in the more recent Election.
And, of course, there are a lot of these teachers, including, of course, Robin Williams, famously in Dead Poets Society.
Boys, you must strive to find your own voice, because the longer you wait to begin, the less likely you are to find it at all. Thoreau said most men lead lives of quiet desperation. Don't be resigned to that. Break out.
We only spent about 90 minutes of quiet desperation watching that picture. This is a Stand and Deliver. There's 1,000 of these.
There really are. Stand and Deliver is a good... You mentioned before we went on the air, Mr. Holland's Opus. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, Neil, but you know, when you think of great roles for an actor or actress to play, well, we now say actor for both genders, mm-hmm. You know, we think about action heroes, we think about doctors, but we don't often think about teachers. But a teacher, I think, is a really meaty role.
Let's get a caller on the line. Who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark, go ahead, please.
Sorry?
Go ahead, please. You're on the air.
Oh, how's it going? I wanted to say Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but I also wanted to say Dazed and Confused. I think that's a great movie by Richard Linklater.
It is a great movie, and what's interesting is that Dazed and Confused really happens. Doesn't it all happen like after high school, right? I mean, it's a high school movie, but I'm trying to remember if you ever see the school.
It takes place on, like, the last day. You know, the juniors going to be seniors are going to, you know, I don't know. It's
a little...
reminds me of... I mean, I'm a recent high school graduate as well. I love watching that movie. It's kind of a thing for me to watch it at the beginning of every summer.
And here's one, too, that I think we've talked a little bit about. This was sort of a nostalgia movie because it was made in 1993 about a high school in 1976. And yet I know my kids who are about your age, I mean, they love that movie. And there's a lot to relate to with people who graduated in the 90s and in the aughts.
Oh, yeah. No, and the soundtrack, too, as well. It's a great, great movie.
It is.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. There are some movies that are about both the kids and the teachers. Here's one that is famous called Election.
I can't wait to start campaigning.
Ah, well, should be easy for you. So far, no competition.
Yeah, but you know, Coca-Cola is by far the world's number one soft drink, and they spend more money than anybody on advertising. I guess that's how come they stay number one.
Yeah. Okay, well, good luck there, Tracy.
Good luck with that, Tracy.
This is, you've sort of stolen my thunder here, Neil, because you always ask me, you know, what gets the Murray Award, but this is my favorite.
Really?
This is hands down. My son reminded me. I said, oh, my God, there's so many. There are hundreds of these. He said, Dad, your favorite's Election, and it sure is. this is the director, Alexander Payne, who's a very gifted social satirist. He's the director who brought us Sideways a couple of years ago. And this is, I mean, in our house, we talk, quote, all the time, the lame principal who gets up in front of the school trying to calm the kids down, saying, people. It's a great sort of breakout performance from... oh, good. I knew I would blank on this. Reese Witherspoon.
Yes.
Thank you. And again,
the later went to college.
Right. That's right. It's true. She went to law school.
Yeah.
And she is complimented by Matthew Broderick, and as a teacher. And once again, a terrific ensemble performance.
Murray Horwitz of the Silver Theater and Cultural Center of the American Film Institute, located here in Washington, D.C. We're talking about the greatest high school movies of all time. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get, who's this? Peter. Peter's with us from Washington.
Hi, Neil. I love your show.
Thank you. Washington State, I should say, not Washington, D.C. Go ahead.
Right. Hey, well, I am a current high school football player, actually. And while this movie really didn't do very well, it was kind of a flop, I thought this is by far my favorite, and that's Friday Night Lights, the story about Permian High School in Odessa, Texas, and their football team.
And made into a very popular television program as well.
Yeah, that's right. And I liked it for two reasons, because it really captured the essence of what it's like to be on a football team. And while I don't play on anything that's nearly as intense as it is in West Texas, I really liked the two stories, one of Booby Miles, who is the prima donna running back who gets injured. Actually, in real life, he was injured before the season even started, but in the movie, he's injured in the first game. And he goes from being recruited from USC, UCLA, all Texas, all the big schools, to being a high school dropout.
Right. Yeah. It's very dramatic. I'm glad you mentioned it. It's a terrific movie. Of course, it's a sports movie, but it's also really about that high school dynamic with Billy Bob Thornton as the coach. And there's another one called Varsity Blues with John Voight as a coach. I just don't understand why it is that all high school football apparently is played in Texas.
Let's listen to a clip from Varsity Blues.
What about you and Jules? Is there a future?
Yeah, I mean, she's great. I got another year till she's graduating, but I love spending time with her, you know.
Things change, Mox. You're the starting quarterback now.
You're the star quarterback now.
Starting quarterback. Things change. Yeah. That's a lesson of high school, isn't
now,
it?
Now, would you say that, for example, those are high school movies, while a movie like Remember the Titans, about two high schools that merge, one black, one white, that's more of a sports movie, I think.
I think so. I think that's a good distinction to make, because, as we just heard, Varsity Blues, the Friday Night Lights, really, as I said, has that high school dynamic, that whole high school society in it. The other was more about the athletic competition.
Let's get Matt on the line. Matt calling from Wyoming.
Yeah, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Ah, that's another popular one.
Thank you, Matt.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High was, well, there were all kinds of people in that one, too. I mean, that's one of the great things about these pictures before they were famous.
Right. That's an Amy Heckerling's debut film.
Yes.
And it's a terrific satire. It's very funny. It's still, to this day, even though he's won an Oscar and he's now directing movies, one of Sean Penn's greatest performances and again, a real ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicholas Coppola.
Yep, and one of my my favorite Jennifer Jason Leigh, with no insult, Ms. Leigh, but it's still my favorite Jennifer Jason Leigh performance of all of hers, I think.
And this almost falls into the realm of High School Musical, which we're not even mentioning.
No, nor have we mentioned, well, we did mention Grease, didn't we?
Yeah.
Which is, after all, a high school movie.
And there is also, in an odd way, a Back to the Future is a high school movie.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. What I'm sort of hurriedly looking through my notes for is the other Amy Heckerling high school movies. Did she do Clueless? I think she did. Yeah.
Yes, she did.
Based on Jane Austen's Emma. Mm-hmm. And that's Amy. So Amy Heckerling has a good touch for the high school environment.
There's also out and out high school comedies. Most recently, well, Napoleon Dynamite.
Chapstick?
No, Napoleon.
But my lips hurt real bad.
Just borrow some from the school nurse. I know she has like 5 sticks in her drawer.
I'm not going to use hers, you sicko.
See ya.
Oh, idiot.
And that's one of those films where that final performance and high school is so critical. And you go right back to Andy Hardy.
Yep.
Let's put on a show.
Absolutely. And we love this movie. We did very well with this movie at our theater and here. And it's I was just so glad. One is always glad to see, you know, a small movie, something that somebody believed in with passion, that was really made out of a certain locale, Idaho, after all, with an actor with a great performance, whom you'd never, a couple actors whom you'd never seen before. And as you say, ugh. Idiot, you know, can I have some of your tots? I mean, it's already woven its way into the fabric of our everyday parlance.
Last caller, Christine. Christine with us from Providence, Rhode Island.
Hi, Neil. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
I got to say, Mean Girls, and it's funny because a lot of callers have talked about being just out of high school and liking older movies. Well, I'm pretty far removed from high school and really loved Mean Girls and thought that it rang really true. I'm an elementary school teacher, and the Mean Girls, unfortunately, have transcended upon our society. And I think while being very, very funny, it also presented a really accurate picture of what we're looking at in society today.
That's it. Next year, we're going to do elementary school pictures. Up the down staircase.
You could do it. You could start in third grade.
That's funny.
Thanks very much, Christine.
Thanks.
Murray, we're out of time. And remind us, the Murray this week goes to?
It goes to Alexander Payne's Election. If you haven't seen it, folks, get it or go to some place that's showing it. It's a terrific social satire.
And this winds up our third year of the Summer Movie Festival. Murray Horowitz, director, COO of the American Film Institute here in Washington, D.C. area, with us in Studio 3A. We also need to thank Maria Insua. She's Murray's assistant and has helped throughout this series.
Has she ever.
Ira Flatow is here tomorrow with Science Friday. We'll see you again Monday. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.